Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Ayin. Hey, Erevin 75. In today's Daf Yomi, Gemara, we turn to the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph on 75a, which our Mishnah is talking about the laws of Erevin with respect to two courtyards, one which is within the other. So our Mishnah says, Shtei Chatzeres, let's say you have two courtyards, Zu if Nimi Zu. So one is inside the other one, and you have to imagine that the inner courtyard is in like a dead end. So in order for the inner courtyard to get out into the public domain, it needs to walk through the outer courtyard. That's the only way you can get there. So under those circumstances, our Mishnah says, Erva hapanimis, if the people, the two houses in the inner courtyard, if they made an erev velo erva chitzona, but the outer courtyard did not make an erev with each other, then under those circumstances, hapanimis muteris, the inner courtyard is going to be allowed to carry within that courtyard because they indeed made an erev, but the outer courtyard is not going to be allowed to carry because they did not make an erev. And so therefore, hapanimis muteris vachitzona asura. And so therefore, the outer courtyard, nobody's going to be allowed to carry in it because nobody made an eruv. But let's say we have the opposite case, hachitzona, the outer one made an eruv for itself, velo hapanimis, but the inner courtyard did not make an eruv for itself. Then under these circumstances, the Tanna Kamma rules, shtei an asuros, both courtyards are going to be prohibited to carry. Why? Because since the inner one, which basically has a variance to allow it to walk through the outer courtyard in order to get to the public domain, since they did not make an eruv in their courtyard, that's going to be, and so therefore, since they're not allowed to carry, that's going to prohibit also the outer one to carry, because they're going to be allowed to walk through the outer one, and since they can't carry through there, and also the outer one is not going to be allowed to carry. So what about a circumstance where both the inner one and the outer one made an erev, but only for themselves and not with each other? So then under those circumstances, erev azu atzma vazu atzma, the inner courtyard made an erev for itself and the outer one made an erev for itself. So under this circumstance, the Mishnah records three separate positions. The position first is of the Tanna Kamma from before, zumuteres be'atzma befnei atzma vazu muteres befnei atzma, and each courtyard is going to be allowed to carry on their own because each one made a courtyard. If the inner one had not made an eruv, then it would be prohibited also on the outer one to carry. But since the inner one made an eruv and the outer one made an eruv, then it does not prohibit the outer courtyard from carrying. Whereas Rabbi Akiva oser al oser achiton, Rabbi Akiva prohibits the outer one to carry under these circumstances because drisas haregel osarta, because we say the right for the inner courtyard to walk through the outer courtyard prohibits the outer courtyard from carrying at all, because this right that the inner one has to carry binds it with the outer courtyard, and so therefore, since it cannot carry through the outer courtyard without specific permission, therefore, because they didn't make an eruv together, and so therefore, under these circumstances, the inner one prohibits the outer one to carry in it at all, and so therefore, the outer one cannot carry at all. Whereas Chachamim say, Ein drisa sarega o sarta. Chachamim are in the position that the fact that the inner courtyard has the right to walk through the outer courtyard, that does not prevent the outer courtyard from carrying at all. So basically, we see from here, from our Mishnah, that the inner courtyard, if it does not make an error with the outer courtyard, that according to certain positions, it's going to prohibit the outer courtyard from carrying, even though the outer courtyard made an error for itself. And the reason is because since it has the right to walk through it, that is going to be the law of somebody walking one place prohibits the other people from carrying there. So Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses this in his Shaios and Tshuvos, Maduris Kama Simon Lamed Dalet. He expresses astonishment about that which people have the concept. Let's say there was a courtyard which opens up into a synagogue. So let's say the Erev in the city somehow broke, and so as a result of it, you can't carry throughout the whole city, but yet still the people in that courtyard are going to be carrying into the from that courtyard into the synagogue on the basis of the Erev that is placed in that synagogue, and so therefore everybody in that courtyard could carry into the synagogue. And he challenges this. Since we say that all the people of the city have the right to walk into that synagogue in order to pray, and the people of this courtyard are not able to stop them. So this is similar to our case in our Mishnah. We say that the Drisas Regel, the fact that they can walk through that of the whole city, that's not going to be, and they're not able to carry throughout the whole city. This should prohibit all the people in that courtyard from carrying into the synagogue. So that was a question that he raised. And his answer is that when do we say this idea that the Drisas Regel, the fact that certain people can walk into that area, and if they don't have the right to carry in there, then nobody has the right to carry in there. That's only with two courtyards where one is within the other one. That under all those circumstances, the whole basis for them being the inner courtyard is that they have no other way of getting outside except by going through the outer courtyard. There's no other way, and so therefore they're connected. That's where they're going to prohibit, the people in the inner courtyard are going to prohibit the outer courtyard. But if somebody's living in another place and he just has the right to walk through some place, but it's not the only place he can go, then we're going to say then his Drisas Regel, the fact that he can walk there, is not going to be sufficient to prohibit it. And that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger says, under these circumstances, the fact that other people can walk into that courtyard of the synagogue does not prohibit them from carrying.